WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. In the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Was John Lennon with Hold On from the first Plastic Ono album, Plastic Ono Band album, that is. And before that, we heard Happiness is a Warm Gun from the Beatles' White Album. And that goes out to Dr. Parada. I told him a couple of weeks ago I play him a tune, and that's the one he asked for. But I wasn't able to because I didn't make my show because of what he was treating me for, actually. I was on medication and stuff. So, and then last week we did that special show about the 50th anniversary of Meet the Beatles being released. So so we had to wait a couple of weeks. But thank you very much, Dr. Prada from St. Luke's Warren Hospital. And so that goes out to you. Happiness is a Warm Gun. It's probably his favorite Beatles song, I guess. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and you're listening to The Cavern with your host, Gary Ault. That's me. And what we're doing this week, we're taking a little break from all the 50th anniversary stuff we're doing, but we're going to do a very special 50th anniversary next week that we'll tell you about in a little while. But we're taking a little break from that, and we're just going back to the 1979 Beatles radio experience. And this is the second or third part, I forget which, but the final part of that. And so we're going to wrap up 1979. Next week, we're going to do a 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan. So therefore, their first United States live appearance on television. And that's going to be special. We'll tell you more about it later. But meanwhile, we do have a trivia question for you. And what I want you to do is listen to this carefully. This is from Back to the Egg. This is called The Broadcast. And just listen to this, because the question is going to have something to do with this.
We've got a chance and we'll take it. We may win or we may lose. We may even have to cut and run for it. Well, it won't be the first time I've run, and it won't be the first time I've been caught. It's the game that matters. Brother, I am proud to know you. This is one of the greatest moments I have ever experienced. I think I sense the situation when I say that we all esteem it an honor to breathe the rather inferior atmosphere of this station, here along with our little friend. I guess we shall all go home and treasure the memory of his face as the whitest thing in our museum of recollections. And perhaps this good woman will also go home and wash the face of our little brother here. I'm inspired with a new faith in mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to present to you a sure enough saint who only wants a halo to be transfigured. Stand right up.
Okay, so that was called The Broadcast, and that is from the Back to the Egg album, the 1979 Wings release. So you heard that dramatic reading. It was actually two separate works that that was taken from. So the trivia question, if you know the answer and want to call 908-852-4545 to have a chance to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey, is: what two dramatic works furnished the text for that reading? If you want to tell us who did it and, you know, where it was recorded, that would be a bonus, I suppose. But what two dramatic works comprise the reading in The Broadcast that we just heard? So now let's carry on now with something from George Harrison's 1979 album, George Harrison.
Talking up a storm, act like they don't notice it, but here it is and here it comes. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Here comes the moon. Always quickens when it's full, as it turns my head around me. Yes, it does. And here it comes. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. that's moving up there into the night. Oh, dark, the mirror in the sky reflects a sunlight. Looks like a little brother to the sun. To the stars at night, and he is, and here he comes. He comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. He comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Oh yeah. Breath is always taken when it's new. Enhance upon the clouds around it. Yes, it is an eerie heart. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Here comes the moon, the moon.
Strain to catch your name and never see the mistakes we must have made.
That was Rockestra Theme from the Wings album, Back to the Egg. Before that, we heard BSUR. Full title is BSUR, SUC, As I Am, I Am. And that's from James Taylor's 1979 album, Flag. Before that, we heard George Harrison with Here Comes the Moon from his eponymous album released in the same year. And before that, we heard The Broadcast and asked the trivia question that we got one caller on, but not a correct answer yet. The dramatic reading in The Broadcast that we played earlier came from two dramatic works. And the question is, what are those two dramatic works? If you know the name of the authors, if you know where it was recorded, who did it, you know, et cetera, that would be terrific. But just we're just really looking for the name of the two dramatic works. So, I don't know, Google it or something if you want to cheat. That's okay. 908-852-4545 to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. We're going to take a short break now, carry on with some more music.
Hey, baby, little Steven here. Forget about that little football game this weekend. We got our own much sillier silliness this weekend in the Underground Garage. That's right. We're starting our nonstop rock and roll dance party by celebrating Al Cooper's birthday. Find out what Gary Lewis, Arthur Lee, and Elmore James have in common. It's a super-duper rock and roll dance party this weekend in the Underground Garage. Saturday evenings at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and online at WNTI.org, baby.
The Sherman Theater, located on Main Street in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, presents Jam Band Dopapod, Saturday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. Tickets and information can be found at shermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808 for Jam Band Dopapod, Saturday, February 22nd at the Sherman Theater.
The not-for-profit, community-supported garden at Genesis Farm in Blairstown offers members weekly or bi-weekly shares of freshly harvested, organically grown vegetables, herbs, flowers, and fruit. Full year and half year shares are available right now. Information by phone at 908-362-7486 or csgardeninfo@gmail.com. More information is also available at the website www.csgatgenesisfarm.com.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
The only love worth it the snow is on the ground. Winter rose, winter rose, shine your light in the air. Winter rose, winter rose, shine your light everywhere.
That was Winter Rose and Love Awakes from the 1979 Wings album Back to the Egg. Started that set off with a song from the same album called Arrow Through Me, another example of how McCartney is so versatile with the way he uses his voice. And we followed that up with Accidents Will Happen, opening track to Elvis Costello and the Attractions' 1979 album Armed Forces. And then after a soft break, as we call it, we heard George Harrison from his eponymous album. He played Your Love Is Forever, and that goes out to Mimi. And then we heard the dry cleaner from Des Moines, the dry cleaner from Des Moines, from Joni Mitchell's album Mingus. And that's a very interesting album. She collaborated, you might say, with Charles Mingus. He wrote some of the music, and she wrote all of the lyrics and some of the music. So that particular song, The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, was written by Mingus and Joni Mitchell. Also interesting is that it pretty much had the most of the characters from Weather Report, Jaco Pastorius, Wayne Shorter, Peter Erskine, as well as Don Alias and Emil Richards on percussion, and Herbie Hancock on electric piano, and of course Joni singing and playing guitar. And see, what do we finish up with then after that? Oh, and then we finished up with Winter Rose, Love Awake, again from Back to the Egg. We're going to take a short break now and carry on with some more music.
Hey, this is Dallas Green from City in Color, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Mayberry Sales and Service of Port Murray supports WNTI. Located at 232 Main Street, Mayberry's is a family-owned business and is an authorized Honda and Kohler generator dealer, offering sales and service of generators, lawnmowers, snowblowers, water pumps, and other outdoor equipment. Information available at mayberrys.com or by phone 908-689-3310.
WNTI support comes from Napa Auto Parts of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located on Willow Grove Street, Napa Auto Parts has a variety of auto parts for foreign and domestic vehicles, including batteries, air filters, wiper blades, motor oil, brakes, and more. More information available online at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080.
Village in all.
Now, that was Sleep Dirt from the album of the same name from Frank Zappa. And there's a bit of a complicated history to explain about that album and his four other releases in 1979. Five albums he released altogether. Most of it recorded earlier for an album that was eventually called Leather. That was the original title. But contractual obligations, all kinds of complications. It ended up being released as several albums. And so altogether, he released five albums in 1979. Has to be a record. And then we started that set off with Old Siam, Sir, from Wings Back to the Egg. Hey, we have a answer to the trivia question, not from a listener, but from me. So, because nobody got it. I guess it was a bit of an obtuse question. I apologize, but I'm trying to make these so you can't, you know, so they're not super easy and you can't Google them. But basically the question was the Broadcast, which is a song from the Wings album, Back to the Egg, that we played earlier tonight in about 10 minutes after 8. The question was, what two dramatic works furnished the reading for that song, The Broadcast? And when I said dramatic works, that doesn't necessarily mean a play like Shakespeare or something. I guess that was a bit of a misleading comment. But that, you know, drama is drama. It's not necessarily a play. So in any event, it was... there's a little bit of a story behind it I'll tell you about, but it was from Ian Hayes' The Sport of Kings and The Little Man by John Galsworthy. Now, here's the story. Back to the Egg was recorded in several locations over different periods of time, and at one point, the band went to Lym Castle in Kent in September 1978. That's spelled Lympne, but pronounced Lim. That castle was owned by Deirdre and Harold. Deirdre and Harold Margery. So, Harold Margery read from The Sport of Kings by Ian Hay and The Little Man by John Galsworthy, and that was included in The Broadcast. It was just kind of a quirky thing that they decided to include in the record. And wife Deirdre actually read just a little bit of a sort of comment that she made that was included at the beginning of what's called Reception. Let's play that for you right now.
What did you do when you made it? deputy sheriff?
Well, we were after a man who was apparently been doing something pretty desperate.
So amongst that chatter, we heard Deirdre Margery, and that's it. So that was reception from Wing. So nobody gets the gift certificate, but we'll ask her another one. Not next week. We have a special show next week, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But first, we're going to play Martha, My Dear from the Beatles.
Take a good look around you. Take a good look your body.
And that was We're Open Tonight from Wings, Back to the Egg. We played just about that whole album over the last several weeks. And we started that set off with Martha, My Dear from the White Album by the Beatles. This is 91.9 WNTI, The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alt, and I want to tell you about next week's show. You know, we've been doing these 50th anniversaries. We did I Want to Hold Your Hands release in December, and then last week we did the release of Meet the Beatles. And last week was really special because we interviewed Marshall Crenshaw, Rex Fowler, and Glenn Burtnick. And so what we're going to do next week is we're going to talk to you. We're not going to talk to any rock stars next week, unless you want to consider yourself a rock star. Maybe you are. We want you to call in, and we'll give you the number. And when we tell you to call in, you know that you can call in and talk to one of our phone answerers, and then we'll put you on the line, and I'm going to interview you about your experience surrounding the Ed Sullivan Show, the first time the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show on February 9th, 1964. Yes, it's going to be the 50th anniversary of that event. So if you were alive and aware enough to know what was going on, whether you were 5 years old or 10 or 15 in front of the black and white TV, give us a call next week. We want to hear your comments. We're going to play the entire Ed Sullivan performance by the Beatles in two parts, and then we're going to listen to you. So until then, have a good night and a great week, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.